Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We give him all honor and all praise and all glory. We thank God for his presence. We are your host, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in tonight to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We count it an honor to be able to go forth and share the Word of God, and we thank God for you, and we thank God for the presence of God being here. Hallelujah. We thank God also and give the Lord praise for those that support this broadcast, the Light of the World Christian Fellowship under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones, along with the other fivefold ministers as well. The Butterfields, Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, along with Pastor Zachary Osler, and all the rest of those that are part of the fivefold ministry. We just love the Lord. I was just thinking earlier tonight as to the goodness of God. He is such a good and such a mighty God. Even in the midst of a pandemic, our God is still good, and he is still on the throne, praise God. And I'm sure that if you could just take a moment and look back over this time that we've been sheltering in place and some in quarantine, but if you take a moment and look back over this time, I'm sure you can see the hand of God and how he has moved. Even in the midst of everything that's been going on, even in the midst of the pandemic, even in the midst of social unrest, God is still on the throne. He has never left, praise God. And he knew all of this was going to occur even before it happened. And so one thing that God is calling us to do, even in the midst, is continue continue to trust him. Be not weary in well-doing, for you will reap if you faint not. Continue to trust God. Walk by faith and not by sight, because God is right there ordering our steps. And on the other side of this, I assure you, there will be glory. Oh, yes, it will. There will be glory after this. And actually, if you just focus and look for it, you'll find the glory even in the midst of this, because our God is present. And wherever he is, there is his glory also. So we give God all praise. We give him all honor. We give him all glory. I want to go ahead and begin our broadcast tonight with a song of encouragement and a song of praise. And after that, the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, that's going to go ahead and lead us to the throne of grace in prayer, and then share with us the word that God has laid on his heart. Again, thank you for tuning in. And we give God, yes, we do, all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. There will be glory after this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on.
Victory. There will be victory. I'm turning.
That God will turn it around.
God will turn it around.
glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There will be glory. Oh, yes, it will after this. We give God all praise, all honor, and all glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Praise God,
yes,
praise
Lord.
God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Song right on time. Amen.
Yes,
there will
Lord.
Be glory after
there
this.
There will be glory. After
glory to God.
Oh, yes.
God be
oh,
all
yes.
glory.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Let him be terrified. Let God be glorified. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
Praise
and the people
name.
Be edified.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, we praise you. We thank you for this day, Lord. Thank
you
for this word about to go forth, Father.
Yes, Lord.
To fill our hearts, our mind, our spirit, to do what does say the Lord, Lord, to just do less of me and more of you, Father, and let your will be done this
yes,
day,
Lord.
This hour, and this time. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen,
amen.
Amen. My God, there will be glory. Lord,
yes,
Lord,
Lord.
Lord.
Praise
be
your name.
Call up in here. Amen. The glory of God, the power of God.
Yes.
For
Lord.
The people, God, in time
glory,
of death, Lord.
Glory.
We praise your name. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for your favor, Father.
Yes,
thank God
Lord.
For your protection, your provision, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the sunshine, Lord.
Yes,
thank God
Lord.
For the clouds in the sky, Lord, for the sunshine and rain.
Thank open, God.
Open joy to
Lord.
Our mind, to our heart, to our spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, man, my God, my God. Take and see that the Lord God Almighty is good.
Yes,
we praise
is.
Your holy name on this time. Thank you for being there on today. We saw a series, name of the series, Dynamics of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dynamics of the Holy Spirit. We had part one last week, and then we're going to do part two today, amen? And talking about Dynamics of the Holy Spirit, praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Let's turn to the book of Acts of the Apostle. We come from the King James Version. Turn to Acts of the Apostle, chapter 1, verse 8.
Amen. Verse 8, Acts 1, King James Version. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Saint, chapter 2, verse 1 through 4.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come.
Well, the promise of God. Go ahead. The promise of God.
Yes. They were all with one accord.
Uh-huh.
And in one place.
Yes.
And suddenly.
My God, my God.
There came the sound from heaven.
There will be glory.
As a rushing mighty wind.
My God.
And it filled the house where they were.
Glory to God.
Sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues. Like as fire.
My God, as fire.
And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. How many times have you heard the truth of that word of God?
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Amen. You just recap from last week, you're talking about the dynamics of the Holy Spirit, part two. So this is just a recap of some of the things you're talking about for the Spirit of God being filled with the Spirit of God in the early church, in the early men, the apostle of God, was filled with the power of God, and be able to do from the power on high, from the promise of God that Jesus has spoken about, from the Father, who told them to stay put. He resurrected from the dead, amen. And it came forth in Pentecost on the 50th day of that taking place of Christ. God fulfilled that promise that was given out.
Amen.
Or his word.
Yes.
Christ was telling the disciples, stay put. God got something coming for you. It's on the way, amen. It's
yeah.
on the way. And
on
it came forth like a mighty rush of wind, say the word of God, amen. It's still coming forth today.
Yes.
If you believe, you want that power in your life through the Holy Ghost,
yes.
Holy Spirit, God got that for you. A born again believer, he had the same power that he ever been, the same power ever now, amen.
Amen.
And bring forth that power in your life to do a great and mighty thing for the kingdom of God. What are you talking about? You're going to get a recap for the dynamics of the Holy Spirit? What you mentioned on last week, don't be filled by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, amen? By the believer, by faith. Okay, we're talking about, also we talk about the work of the Holy Spirit, the office of the Holy Spirit. What is purpose? What they do? Amen? He's done a recap. So we might remind ourselves that the Holy Spirit, he convicts. Amen? Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit converts.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit has compassion.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit comforts.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I think you won't be comforted. I think you're a comforter. Amen? The Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit, we spoke of at that time, controls. He guides and teaches in all truth. Amen.
Amen.
He said to testify of him. Amen. Of the things of God. He's the Holy Spirit. He's the deity of God, of Christ. And of God, holy. He's holy. Not a man. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not something you take and drink down and fluid. Amen. But he's of the Spirit of God. You worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
He's filled with that dunamis power he is. He's filled you up. Do a great amount of work he called you to do. Is for the work of the ministry, amen. That's what we've been talking about today, part two, the dynamics of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I did a recap of some things from last week. He was speaking of, but God gave his disciples the supernatural gift to speak in tongues, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he cast out devils and demons as well, amen. But for the work of the kingdom, working for the battle of Christ as well, he gave it unto them to do the great amount of work. For the kingdom of God's sake, amen?
Yes, he did.
And
amen.
He did it by Jesus here, too. He said, you can feel that I must go away as well so the Spirit of God can come forth, the promise of God can come forth, which he did during the day of Pentecost upon those souls that were there and upon us today as true believers of Christ, the born again of his Spirit, believed our faith, amen, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And he died for our sin. So we receive the same power you received then. We receive the same power today. Through the ask of God, through the desire of God, God will fill you with that power of God with his Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to speak of some of those things today about the essence of the Spirit of God and the presence of the Spirit of God in our life. Amen? As a believer in Christ. It got great significance to us. And to understand the Spirit is the presence. It signifies the baptism into the spiritual body of the believer and of edifying of the church of God, amen, the church of God,
amen.
In Christ Jesus. So it got different purposes, different signification for the Spirit of God in our day and time for right here and now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing, the Spirit of God is empower us. What do you mean, pal? It empowers us for worship, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Spirit, man, power for worship God, Spirit and truth. So in power for worship to God, Almighty God, Heavenly Father, amen. The Holy Spirit empowers for prayer. You got intercessive prayer and give you a prayer language as well to intercede and to on behalf to God to speak to him, amen. The power with clarity. So the Holy Spirit power with worship, in power for prayer. The Holy Spirit power for praise unto the Lord, amen. With spirit of praise unto God, connect us to him. Amen. Connected to the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
He's not far away anymore for what Christ did for us. Amen. Christ being our mediator, Christ being our the Spirit of God, Christ being the Son of God, being our Lord, being our Savior. We are connected to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. And we can give him praise and worship unto God. And Spirit and power for godly living. Amen. He's filled with godly living for righteousness, for holiness, for godliness. Amen. In Christ, it teaches to walk by faith and not by sight. It helps to walk that godly life, be filled with the Spirit, not to be filled, be led by the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
So be not to walk in the Spirit of the flesh, but in the fullness of the Spirit of God in our life. So be empowered to walk and to live that godly life in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And also, it is empowering the believer, born again believer, empower you for service. Amen. For the work of the ministry, for the work of the kingdom of God. Amen. We got work to do, saints. We got work for the kingdom of God, work for ministry, and for the edifying of God, the edifying of the church, the body of Christ as well.
Amen.
So all that goes together for the function of for the due of the church and for the due of believers we have here on the earth. He filled with the Spirit that hold on to it for your manifestation, for your edification, for God manifestation, for God edification for the work of the church. Amen.
Amen.
And know you not that ye are the temple of God. And that the Spirit of God dwells in you as believing in Christ, the Spirit of God dwells in you. How do you know that? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Because the Word says so. Amen. And we believe the Word. We stand the Word. We live the Word. The Word is our life bread. Amen. You got daily bread and our life bread. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. And that's who we are in Christ, by manifesting the Spirit that's in us. And we abide in Christ, and He abide in us. Become one in Him. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Mm-hmm.
If any man
woman
defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy.
My God, my God.
For the temple of God is holy.
Holy.
Which temple ye are.
Praise God, hallelujah. That's the Word of God, which temple that you are. No, not just in a building. We go to building, worship, and praise God, and take care of the business, but the Spirit of God is dwelling in you as a born-again believer. It's inside of you. Amen. He dwells in us and he dwells in you. The power of God and the Spirit of God. You are the holy temple of God. Amen.
Amen.
Holy temple. You don't misuse and abuse that temple of God either. Amen. It's some serious business there. You don't just go and do any kind of thing. If the grace may be abound. Yeah, we are saved by grace, but you act foolish with that grace of God.
Yes.
Amen. It came with a price. Amen. And God wants you to know that you walk in godliness, walk in a holiness, and you walk in righteousness in Christ Jesus. He paid the price for that. Amen.
Amen.
He paid the price for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You are representation of God. You say you're ambassador for God, then you are representation of God, and you are image of God. The image of God is in you, and that Spirit of God is dwelling in you. Amen. And the world of Jesus from the dead, the same power, same Spirit of God, dwell in the believer of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So you know who by spirit you are. I know you are the temple of the Almighty God. Amen. Not of yourself, but you of God Almighty. Amen. Number two, the Holy Spirit reveals God. What do you mean? The Holy Spirit reveals God. He's of God. He reveals God. And we worship God in spirit and truth.
Amen.
You're not of yourself. He's of God. Amen. This is not natural, but of the Spirit of God, which is supernatural.
That's
amen. So it is the power of God, not the power of man. Man cannot manifest this thing here. Not of God cannot do it, because it's of God from our Heavenly Father. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But this is the power of God that makes this happen in the born-again believer. Amen? When you see yourself Christ by faith in your Lord and Savior, okay, you can feel with the Spirit of God, by the power of God.
1 Corinthians 2:9, you can see.
Mm-hmm.
For I determined not to know anything among you, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
My God, my God.
And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Okay, I'm sorry. 2:9.
Yes.
But as it is written, I have not seen, hallelujah, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love Him.
You ain't seen half of it. You ain't seen part of it. You just seen a portion of it.
Amen.
Amen. God has loved so much more to give us.
But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit.
By His Spirit. His Holy Spirit and His Holy Word that dwell in us. By His Holy Spirit. Amen. You feel that Spirit of God as a believer.
For the Spirit searches all things.
Not some things, but all things.
Yea, the deep things of God.
Now this Paul speaking here, Paul found the true revelation of God's Word in his life, because the Spirit of God revealed some things to him that weren't revealed to other people.
Amen.
He opened those doors up for Paul in different areas, and Paul received different revelation throughout his ministry. Amen.
Yes,
and for the power of God working in his life mightily.
For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him?
Mm-hmm.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man.
No man.
But the Spirit of God.
But the Spirit of God.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
Say that again.
Now we have received not the spirit. spirit of the world.
Now we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Now we are born again by a new spirit now, still a spirit of God now. So we're not like the old man. The old man was of the world. He was sinful. Okay? But we're born again in Christ Jesus. We are of a different seed now. Well, in incorruptible seed now in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Old things have been passed away, and
all things
have become new.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It says, but the Spirit, which is of God.
So God, no, man, this is of God, the Spirit of God. It fills us, and you see, Jesus, your Lord and Savior, He comes and abides with you. Amen.
Amen. That we might know the things that are freely given to us.
It's a free gift of God. Christ did all your pain through Jesus Christ. All the work he did on Calvary Cross, all the work he did right here on this earth.
And
down in hell, we got no keys. Down here, we got no keys, so forth. He destroyed the work of the enemy. Jesus did all that. He took care of all that.
By God,
he broke down those middle wall partition. By God's grace and mercy, by God's power, amen. He gave us Jerusalem's power to overcome her and be more than victorious in the things of God. Prayer.
Which things also we speak.
Uh-huh.
Not in the words which man's wisdom teaches.
No.
But which the Holy Spirit teaches.
The Holy who?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit teaches those things to us by his personality, by the Word of God. He's going to identify with the Word of God. He's going to do what the Word of God said all the time. Yeah.
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Yes.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. Spirit of God.
So the natural man cannot receive these things that God wants to give through his spirit, through the manifestation of his spirit in our life through Christ Jesus. Can't receive that naturally. I don't care how much you are, education you try to get, other things you try to do, let God do it. You can't do it on your own.
Amen. For they are foolishness unto
him. They are foolishness unto him. They don't understand
it. Neither can he know them because they are
spiritually
discerned. Amen. But he that is spiritual judges
all things. But he himself is judging no man. God gives you ability, child of God, saint of God, to be able to have discernment to judge some things for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. To repent, to confess, and whatever you need to do, you take care of the matter. God gives you ability to judge things, and no one judge you in a certain matter, spiritually. Go ahead.
For who hath known the mind of the Lord? That he may instruct him. But we have
the mind of Christ. Not the mind of a mind of someone else, but the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
16. Okay, good. Thank you. But we have the mind of Christ through the Spirit of God. Now, also, the Spirit of God knows the mind of Christ, which the Spirit we are of. Amen. So all that comes together by God's design. Amen. So thank you for that. So that it's the Spirit reveals God, who He is, that of the Spirit, supernaturally, not naturally. You can't attain those things naturally because it's spiritually concerned.
Amen.
But you receive it through the Spirit of God, amen. Another thing, the Spirit of God is divine nature. You do not tempt Him. Do not lie to Him. Do not vex Him. Do not grieve Him. You do not resist Him. And you do not quench Him.
Amen.
Because of the divine nature of God, not of man. So you got to be careful how you handle that. It's not to play with. It's very serious by the things of God, amen, in believer's life. Okay, number three. The Holy Spirit ministers spiritual gifts. Hebrews 2:4. The Holy Spirit ministers spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts come through the Holy Spirit of God, amen, through the Holy Ghost. It ministers spirit to the believer. In different areas of their life, and to the church as well. All that goes together. All that go hand in hand, like a hand in a glove. It goes together. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But you do have different gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 2:4.
God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders.
Jesus mentioned to them, he said, God knows that you are my disciples, love you for one another. And they would know you are my disciples. I also told them another instance in the word that the believers shall follow the believers in the Spirit would be miracle signs and what? And wonders.
Amen.
It'd be identification of the true believer, miracle signs and wonders, even today. Same thing still applies.
and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost.
The gift of what?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. That's of God.
Amen. According to his own will.
To God's, our Heavenly Father will, if we receive those gifts of the Holy Ghost, amen, the Holy Spirit in our life for the believer, amen. When the Holy Spirit comes to fill the believer in Christ, he puts super on his natural, amen, for the work of the ministry to glorify God, not for man, but to glorify God, not for self-gratification, but for the glory of our Heavenly Father, amen.
Yes.
For the work of the kingdom, amen.
Amen.
So when people fill with the Holy Spirit, when people fill with the Holy Spirit during the time of the Pentecost, their Pentecost, oh my goodness, he received power from on high.
Mm-hmm.
God transformed his life in that very moment. He was transformed from a fisherman to a fisher or a man. And Jesus said, I will make you a fisher or man. Amen. And he began to preach the word of God, began to preach the gospel of Christ with courage and with boldness. Amen. For the manifestation of God's word in his life and for the wonderful works of God that God developed in his life, even that day and time. So much so that even nearly 3,000 people got saved at that time. Amen. In the book of Acts, amen, chapter 2, verse 38, 39. But that time of the gift of the Spirit of God, the power of God in the believer's life, amen, work, do that matter, work God called for to do in their life for how they've been filled with the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
But that brought bring that forth. Oh, you have that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Then Peter said,
Acts chapter 2,
mm-hmm. verse 38 and 39. Then Peter said
uh-huh.
unto them, repent and be baptized.
Yes.
Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Not in the name of Peter or Paul, but in the name of
Jesus Christ.
No other name can you be saved but in the name of Jesus. Go ahead.
Amen. For the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
You can't pay for this. You can't buy this. You say, it's a gift of God. How they believe by faith, by receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. Then say you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And they can tell everything about speaking in tongues, other everything they had going on at that time. They know they had the fullness of the Spirit of God in them by the signification of God, by different things in the Spirit. That we were doing. And we were doing different things at that time. Some of it, milk and cider wine as well at that time manifestation. Will you finish?
Did you want me to do 39?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
For the promise is unto you.
For the promise is true today to the believers in Christ. The promise is still there for the born of believers to receive by faith the Holy Spirit, the Holy Power of God in their life.
And to your children. And to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
There's no discrimination of God's word and spirit. He said, whosoever to come, let him come. Amen.
And respect the person.
And respect the person. Who will come, let him come. That same Spirit of God, that same Holy Spirit, amen, that was there then, it's still there today. And we can still receive that in our life for our spiritual development, for our spiritual growth, and for the manifestation for the power of God in our life, and also for defeat, continue to feel the enemy as well. It was using the mind of spirit as well to put him at bay. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, ministers spiritual gifts in our life.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. So the Holy Spirit ministers spiritual gifts in a believer's life and to the body of Christ to promote unity within the church and to Not for division and not for competition. My goodness, Lord help us, Lord. There was going on in the church of Corinth. Some of them had full unity in there. They were having competition going on, and they called it all kinds of division and schism. All those stuff going on, still going on in the body of Christ today. It got a little bit different, but they even had some issue back then. Instead of that true unity of God and Spirit, some of them had all kinds of other things going on, separation and so forth going on in the house of God. But God intent for it from the very beginning for the edifying of the body of Christ and for the believer to be filled with the Spirit of God, do the work God called him to do in ministry. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4.
Now, there are diversities of gifts.
There's a diversity of spiritual gifts in the body of Christ in the believer.
But the same Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Continue.
And
there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord.
Administration also is going on, too.
And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Say that again.
And there are diversities,
of course,
of operations
by God's design.
But it is
the same God
which worketh
all in all. Praise God. The same God. Same God Yahweh. Same God Jehovah. Same God I am. The same God. Same Spirit. He does no working. He does the administration. He does the diversity of gifts in a person's life and by the Christ. Go ahead.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
In the body of Christ, for the kingdom of God's sake, not for them, for the vain glory. Go ahead.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom.
Here we go. The manifestation of the Spirit of God. Somebody might have the gift of the word of wisdom. Somebody might have the gift of revelation. Somebody might give an interpreter of the tongue, the other kind of spirit, the guy L. Continue.
To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit.
You got some kind of gift that you have that God give you for the edification of the church, for the body of Christ. Maybe more than one.
Amen.
Go ahead.
To another, faith by the same Spirit.
Yes.
To another, the gifts of healing by
gifts
the
of healing.
Same Spirit.
Amen. Praise God.
To another, the working of miracles.
Working of miracles.
To another, prophecy.
Yes.
To another, discerning of spirits. Amen. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues.
That God designed, yes.
But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
One more verse.
For as the body is one and has
many members,
and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
Although many members come under one body in Christ, different functions of that body. Amen. God trying to tell you for different functions, different gifts, different talent we have individually for the edifying of the church, for the building up of the kingdom of God, and for the believer to be able to do what God called to do, for witnessing, for going out and going out to the world, for witness, for evangelizing, and so forth. So all that part of the gift of the Spirit, minister of the spiritual gift. You can see even more than that you go along here pertaining to that part there. I might do another section. But the Holy Spirit also the special gifts to equip God's people and to enable God's people to do the work God called them to do.
Amen.
To accept God's authority also in the church and in the body of Christ. Amen. You got a purpose for it. To do certain things. Number three, the Holy Spirit of divine purpose. What do you mean? The Holy Spirit of a divine purpose. Well, you see what we're talking about. Well, you got a divine purpose for the things of God, for the church and for the born again believer. It one is for our sonship. Turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, we'll turn the back on page here for a moment. When you get a chance to study it later on, you'll get everything tonight. But Galatians chapter 4, starting verse 1. You're talking for our sonship. For our sonship. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, you're supposed to join heirs of Christ. Amen. The Son of God. You became a believer. You became a child of God. You became a son of God. Amen. You are not sonship of Christ. Chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, different nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Number 2. But he is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, even when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Number 4. But when the fullness of time, thank God for fullness of time,
amen,
will come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, praise God. All that had to happen, Jesus Christ, he had to be made of a woman, supernaturally, by the seed of God, the Holy Spirit, born to Mary, and brought upon this earth the male of a woman and made under the law. All that had occurred at that same time under the law. Amen. You couldn't have another time. God had the right time for it to take place. To redeem them that were under the law,
mm-hmm.
that we might receive the adoption of what?
Son.
A son. Then you're sonship.
Amen.
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit, you got spirit again, of his son,
son
into your heart and believe into my heart, believer, crying,
Abba Father.
It's your crying today.
Amen.
Abba Father to Jesus, because we cry that same cry because we are the spirit of God. Amen. Spirit of God dwell in us. Amen.
Amen.
Go to John 1, verse 12. Our sonship in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are born again to the family of God by receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Born again into that family of God. Into that our sonship, that our rightful heir to Jesus Christ. Amen. So much more can you give some more right now. Go ahead.
Amen. The Gospel of John,
uh-huh.
chapter 1, verse 12.
You heard it before, many times before.
But as many as received him.
How many?
As many.
Uh-huh.
All.
Go ahead.
To them gave he power.
Power.
To become.
Dunamis.
Amen. Dunamis power. To become.
Go.
The
sons
of
God.
The
sons of God. Go ahead.
Even to them that believe on
all his name, the name of Jesus, but all other names, every knee shall bow and tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
You go to heaven, son. You confess, you go bow.
That's right.
Okay, who do you think you are?
Every knee shall
bow. Every knee shall confess, praise God. Then the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one. All things in Christ,
praise
both
God.
Which are in heaven and which are on the earth,
Amen.
Even in him, praise God. To God be the glory. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans
Amen.
Chapter 8, 14 through 17, you want to look that up. It's not my word, it's the word of Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
Keep talking about the Holy Spirit. Okay, the Holy Spirit of divine purpose. Okay, we said for a sonship, then it said for our fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
For our fellowship. Fellowship with one another. Acts 2, 37 and 42. For our fellowship, it's for not for as much as possible, brothers and sisters, to have fellowship with one another. I mean, share one another's burden, pray for one another,
mm-hmm.
and look out for each other, edify one another, don't tear each other down. And much, God, as much as possible, live peaceful with one another. As much as possible, we try to do that. But fellowship is good, and fellowship is needed, and God designed to be that way.
Amen. Acts 2:37.
Right from the very beginning, you find fellowship. You will see that at Pentecost, they together fellowship. Go ahead.
Amen. Now, when they heard this,
uh-huh.
they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles,
my God, there's a chain going on.
Men and brethren, what shall we do?
Uh-huh.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift,
the gift
of the Holy Ghost.
There we go again. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But they have to repent first.
For the promises unto you.
Amen.
And to your children. And to all that are afar off.
Okay.
Even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Go ahead.
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation.
Uh-huh.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Hallelujah. Amen.
One more.
And they continued, verse 42,
uh-huh.
and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
Amen.
And fellowship.
There we go.
And in breaking of bread and in prayers.
Praise, fellowship, that's so important in the body of Christ. So important in the saints and children of God to have that fellowship. Amen. We want to be one another. Even this day and time, but then we're going on, you still can have a fellowship, call one another, pray for one another. Do what you need to do to speak word of wisdom to one another. You can't do that. It's important to have that. You can still can do that regardless. You won't stop doing that. You do it even more so. And check on one another. Say one another, what they might got the needs they need help, anything they need to do,
encouragement
and so forth. And still, we still can do that.
Yes.
That part of that fellowship. You know, if we can't join together, we can join together in prayer, and so we can join together, call one another, say one another, check one another, say one, say how we are.
Amen.
Check on one another. Amen.
Amen.
Those that are those senior saints and those that are young, those that are in between, you can check on one another. Amen. That's important to do. We can move along here. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit, divine purpose. Unity of the Spirit and unity of the faith. Amen. Mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 to 13. You better close these on out here. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 to 13. Praise God.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit.
Yes. My
and
God.
The bond of peace.
Bond of what?
And the bond
Lord,
of peace.
We need some peace on the day. Amen.
There is
Christ,
one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling.
One hope of your calling.
One Lord.
Amen.
One faith.
One woman.
One baptism.
Unity. Amen.
One God and Father of all.
Amen.
Praise
who
is God. Above all.
Amen.
And through all and in
Amen.
You all.
Praise God.
But unto every one of us.
Not some of us.
Is given grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for your
according
grace.
To the measure of the gifts of Christ.
Praise God.
Wherefore he said.
Uh-huh.
When he ascended up on high.
Yes.
He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Amen. Yes, he did.
Now that he ascended,
uh-huh.
What is it but that he also descended
go.
First into the lower parts of the earth?
Yes, he did. Got no keys. Go ahead.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he
Amen.
Might fill all things.
He did still fulfill all things. Praise God.
And he gave some apostles
Amen.
And some prophets
yes.
and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
Amen.
Why?
My
for
God.
The perfecting of the saints,
uh-huh.
for the work of the ministry,
uh-huh.
and for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Praise God.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith
uh-huh.
and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
My God.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
The fullness of Christ. Thank God for the thing. To God be the glory. Amen. For the unity of the Spirit, for the unity of the faith. Amen. The Holy Spirit of divine purpose bring that forth. Christ gives spiritual gifts because of his victory over Satan. Amen. We have the victory through Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Praise God. We have
Amen.
The victory in him.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
When the church functions as designed by God, several things are going to happen. Okay. One, believers are equipped. Two, ministry enhanced. Three, the church is edified. Four, new Christians are established. Five, the church is effective. Six, the congregation is enlarged. Seven, God is glorified.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. As believers in Christ, let us stay true to the word of God, stay filled with his Holy Spirit for the work of the ministry, stay true to the unity and the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to Almighty God for the unity of his Spirit, for the unity of faith.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about the dynamic of the Holy Spirit.
More to come, praise God. More to come.
Hallelujah.
More to come.
That was a powerful word by Pastor Jasper tonight, and it is a part two of this series that the Lord has laid on his heart of the dynamics of the Holy Spirit, that we can do nothing, absolutely nothing, without the power
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have about 9 minutes left tonight in the broadcast. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up. If you would like to share a word to help to edify or encourage or just comment about this word tonight, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. And we will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. We're talking tonight about the dynamics and the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. There is no power like the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to go ahead. There is one. The last four digits of your number is 5696. 5696. Go ahead, caller. You are live into the studio. Praise God.
Pastor Whitehurst, Jasper, wanted to say thank you for that message. This is Alicia Johnson. So
hey,
wanted to ask a question. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you for that word. It was encouragement to my spirit. Wanted to ask, and I know growing up, I was never really taught that the Holy Spirit was inside of me. But I know since I've been growing as a Christian, God is revealing that to me. Can you give some advice? Wait, hold on. Can you give some advice on the best way to listen to the Holy Spirit?
Amen. To the best way to listen to the Holy Spirit, we have to recognize that the Holy Spirit is a part of the Trinity and the triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one. The best way to be able to hear is to be able, number one, to delve into God's word. You got to be able to, first of all, through salvation, have a relationship with God and delve into his word. Once you have given your life to Jesus Christ and you pray and have a relationship with your heavenly Father, the word of God says that my sheep hear my voice. And with that, God will begin to speak to you through the unctioning of his word. And when you begin, and he has given you the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to hear, the word tells us that the Holy Spirit is our counselor, that it is our comforter, that it is our guide. It also tells us that the Holy Spirit, once you read the word of God and it's on the inside of you, then the Holy Spirit will also bring that word back to your remembrance. So first, salvation. Next, have a relationship with God and through reading and study of his word and prayer. And third, be able to be obedient to his word and hear the from God, hear the word of God through the unctioning of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Did that help to answer your question?
Yes, that was very helpful. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. Pastor Jay, you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, that was good. That was good. Just all.
Thank you for that question.
Amen.
Praise God.
In relationship. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Is there another tonight? Anyone else? Go ahead. If you would like to be dispatched, we have about 5 more minutes left in the broadcast. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and if you have a question, if you'd like to share a comment, testimony, we would certainly love to be able to hear from our live audience. Praise God. Well, we don't have anyone at this time, hallelujah, that has tuned, has pressed 1 on their dial pad. So we just give God praise, honor, and glory. In these last few minutes, we want to make sure to extend the invitation of salvation, because
Amen.
None of this applies to you if you are not a child of the Most High God. You
Amen.
Have to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life.
Yes.
So Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if we believe in our heart upon the Lord Jesus and confess with our mouth and believe that God has raised him from the dead, just with that, those simple steps, then you are saved. And so we ask that if you are not saved tonight and you like to give your heart to the Lord, just simply say, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. And I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of my coming to my life, because I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that God raised him from the dead. I believe that he, through his salvation, through salvation, I have the opportunity to be saved. Hallelujah. And I ask that Jesus Christ come into my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray that simple prayer, then we welcome. from you. Yes, we do. And to the kingdom of God, your name, hallelujah, is now written in the Lamb's book of life. And we give God all the praise and all the honor for you. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and close this broadcast out. Praise God. We thank God for you, you, and especially you for tuning in tonight. We thank God for his holy presence. Praise God. Go forth this week. Take the word of God with you. Share it with someone else to build up, encourage, and edify. Because people need Jesus Christ and they need the power of God's word.
Amen.
Go forth and to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. And have a blessed week.
Thank you.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.